Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This weekend also had very, very sad news for the New York sports community and the New York Islanders community specifically, and that was the passing of legend Clark Gillies, Boomer.
Yeah, this was really rough for, I know, all of his ex-teammates, all the people that know him, all the people that, like me, have played golf with him and got to know him over the last 25 years. And I know you got to meet him during the playoff run, and you sat next to him, and you guys put a video back to me making fun of me and everything else. So on Friday night, I'm sitting down. I'm getting ready to watch the Rangers. Rangers have a game against Carolina Hurricanes, and the New York Islanders have a game against the Arizona Coyotes. And I was told that right before Clarkie passed away, they had put on the Islander pregame show. They wanted him to hear it. He fought a very, very quick battle of cancer, caught everybody off guard, especially the people that were outside the inner circle. Pam, his wife, wanted everybody to know that he did pass away quietly and peacefully with his entire family around him. She also asked me to say that per the family's wishes, the memorial and interment is going to be private. And you can understand why, because there's so many people that love this guy. And if you wish really to pay tribute to Clark, the best way you can do that, do what we're going to do here, and that is make a donation to the Clark Gillies Foundation at clarkgillies.org. I really don't know what to tell you other than that when I got the text on Friday night, it was while the Islanders were playing, and you know, I can't really speak for his teammates or other friends of his, and I really didn't know him as a hockey player. I got to know him like over the last 25 years as we both were contemporaries in terms of when we played and how long we played. And I think about some of the numbers that he put up, and maybe this is the forgotten all-time great franchise accomplishments when you think about what they did and the Stanley Cup run that they had, the fact that they were in the finals both after that run, and I think they were in the Eastern Conference Finals before that run even started. But he made the playoffs from 1975 to 88. They won six division titles. They hit the 100-point mark seven of those seasons. I mean, Clark Gillies had 304 goals in 12 years with the Islanders. It was a first-round, fourth selection in the 74 draft. He had 60 30-goal seasons with the Islanders. He was a two-time first-team All-Star. Now, there are a lot of great players on that team, and there are five, I believe, Hall of Famers, including the coach and the general manager. He was the reluctant warrior, they called him. You know, he didn't really want to fight, but he was known for fighting. Mm-hmm. And whether it be Terry O'Reilly of the Boston Bruins or anybody else, he never backed down from anybody. No, he was an incredible, incredible human being, though. That's how I knew him. And he always used to make fun of me because I would always talk about the 94 Cup for the Rangers, and I wouldn't be wearing this jersey if it weren't for him.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, I got four cups. You know? Yeah. And he used to bust my chops all the time. And I loved him, man. I absolutely loved him, just like everybody else did. And we lost a giant of a human being. We really did. A great hockey player for sure. Hall of Famer without question. But an even better person.
I was absolutely shocked and saddened when you texted me on Friday. I couldn't believe it because we had just seen him on Thanksgiving Eve at UBS Arena where he came up to say hello, and he looked as good as you could possibly look. I mean, as strong and as healthy and as vibrant and as funny as anybody at his age could look. He was only 67 years old. And when you told me that, I was just absolutely floored. I couldn't believe it. And, of course, this was a short and intense battle with cancer for him. But he's one of those guys that, and you don't say this about a lot of people, but you're just fortunate to have spent any time with him at all. And I was fortunate to spend the smallest amount of time with him at that playoff game to get just a little piece of his life that day where we sat next to each other. And then also at the at UBS Arena when we went in November, just to be around his presence. I was fortunate to just be able to enjoy just a part of his life. And I know there's so many people out there that are just absolutely gutted because he was as good of a guy as you could possibly be.
You know, one of those people that happens to be gutted is my son-in-law, Matt. Matt loved him. Mm-hmm. He was Matt's idol.
Yeah.
And he loved Matt, you know.
I just,
Larry Brooks wrote a really nice article, I thought. There were a ton of articles this weekend written about Clark, and I thought we'd take a minute and just read some of the quotes from some of his teammates and some of the people in his life.
Yeah, Bobby Nystrom said that hockey was one thing, but Clark, he was just a good person. He was in a different category as a player with everything he could do out there, but he could have been an entertainer. He'd pull pranks. He just loved to make guys laugh. He'd make people feel good. That was always him, and you just always joke around about it. He had all those bad jokes, the salamander jokes.
But they were funny.
Yes,
they were funny. I think Eddie Westfall captured it perfectly. Clark, he never met a microphone he didn't like. He retired following the 1978 and 79 semifinal loss to the Rangers that he did. We were at a charity event some time back, and he's giving this speech. He says, you know, we won 4 straight Stanley Cups. Of course, he always wanted to let everybody know that. But if my captain had retired 2 years earlier, we would have won 6. That's Clark, he said, Eddie Westfall.
Yeah, and then Gary Bettman weighed in. He said the adoration and admiration of his teammates reflected the heart and passion he brought to the game. We send our deepest condolences to his family and his countless friends and fans. And that is true. The countless friends and fans. I mean, so many people just pouring out once the news was out there.
Right. And Lou Lamoriello said the entire Islanders community is devastated by the loss of Clark Gillies. Islanders general manager also said he epitomized what it means to be a New York Islander. The pride he felt wearing the Islanders sweater on the ice and evident by his willingness to do anything to win.
And why don't you finish up by reading Matt's quotes there, because I think that was...
I'm not going to be able to.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
All right. Matt said, it's tragic, to be honest with you. Clark, he always went out of his way to welcome players into the organization. I think he epitomizes everything that being a New York Islander is. He walks into a room. He's charismatic. He carries a room. I remember when I met him for the first time, I thought, that's who I want to be when I grow up. He was a big reason why I started my foundation as well. He epitomizes everything being a New York Islander is. He'll forever live on inside this organization. So, RIP Clark Gillies. Made a tremendous, tremendous impact on so many people's lives, and you're going to be tremendously missed, gone too soon. Just a true tragedy.
Yeah, and like I said, so Pam Gillies, Clarkie's wife, very private, small interment and funeral. And if you do want to help, please go to clarkgillies.org and make a donation in his honor. And I think we all should try to live and strive to be more like Clark Gillies.
All right, it is Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll be wearing his jersey for the rest of the show on CBS Sports Network. We both have a Clark Gillies number 9 on that we will keep on for the rest of the show in his honor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.